Data, data everywhere, and not a drop to spare? Hello, everyone. On this episode, we will be talking with Kevin Brown, the VP of Marketing and Product at Wirecard North America, about how the industry needs to start thinking of payment-enabled devices not only as payment capture devices, but as data capture devices. In our conversation, we will be taking a look at some of the various ways that Wirecard uses this data to enrich their clients' experiences. Without further delay, let's start the show. So, Kevin, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
So, to start things off, talk to me about Wirecard. You know, who are they and what's kind of their role within the payments industry and what do they specialize in?
Sure. So, Wirecard is a global commerce firm. We're headquartered over in Munich, Germany, with actually our U.S. headquarters outside of Philadelphia. So we are a global issuer and acquirer. And what that very simply means is everything along the commerce value chain, right? So from acquiring and payment processing to gateways to loyalty solutions, then to employee payout solutions and, you know, issuing programs, so refunds and rebates. Wirecard, with, you know, a big presence in Europe and Asia and now North and South America, we're able to deliver solutions for clients around the world along that entire value chain. So our clients are in the travel, e-commerce, and retail, and then actually the FI sectors. So it's you know, it's really interesting for us to play in a space as a high growth technology firm that's publicly traded and be able to deliver these solutions where we also possess a bank. We own a bank in Europe and have a network of banking licenses around the globe to be able to enable it. So it's an exciting company, and it's a really kind of interesting view in a business model where we address that full spectrum for those clients.
Great. Thank you for that. Now, connected stores. Can you explain to me what a connected store is and potentially how you see this concept coming to the United States?
Yeah, I mean, so when we think about, you know, a connected store, I think I'd probably start with taking a step back. And, you know, when you think about the advent of technology, the ability to understand, process, and then act upon real-time data, you know, for us, that's the ability to understand really from the core transaction and the swipe of a credit card, the mobile payment that's going to a point of sale device, the ability to turn around and, let's say, offer a further discount on a, you know, good or service in the store, offer a future coupon for coming back, right? The ability to capture information and really harness and monetize the data in a way that makes a lot of sense for our clients as well as the end consumers, right? So it's leveraging all of those disparate data points, which, you know, look, I mean, loyalty programs have been around for years and years. Payment systems have been around for years and years, but we're at this advent in this period of time where it's an amazing opportunity that we can now connect them, and we can now intelligently and wisely use that data so that it's not just the ability to serve an offer, but that offer is contextual. So again, for us, that begins with, you know, really understanding our client's customer, the offers they're looking for, and the ability to use through our core technology that we have and our capabilities to deliver upon that. And that connected store concept, right, that is maybe that transaction starts within the store, but that continues with that relationship that customer has to either get them to go back to, let's say, an e-commerce shop, right? So when we think about the connected store, really that's a very much almost a connected relationship with that end consumer through any of those end client channels. And again, we're at a stage and a point in time where we have the capabilities because the world has gotten to a place where the technology is allowing for those contextual connected experiences.
Excellent. Now, I'm glad that you brought up loyalty programs here. So in my opinion, you know, mobile wallets is really one of the areas where loyalty programs can really add value. So can you tell me what Wirecard is doing in this area?
Yeah, so I could talk a little bit about, you know, just mobile wallets here at home, right? Here in the U.S. So one of the things that we, you know, we think about ecosystems, and mobile payments are definitely part of a key part of that ecosystem. You think about the adoption of technology. I mean, 56% of U.S. consumers are forecasted to transact something like $505 billion in mobile payments by 2020, right? We continue to see increased adoption probably through the delivery of more simple payment experiences by some of the pays, if you will, the Apple Pay, Samsung Pay, and now Google Pay. So, given the fact that you're talking about in $505 billion of transactions, given the fact that you're having these great experiences. So for us, it's important to play in that ecosystem. So a very simple way is when we think about consumer choice and ubiquity. So with Wirecard, if you have a, let's say, a rebate, one of our rebate cards, right? So through one of our clients, you've been given $50 for a purchase of a new mobile phone. If you are part of a sales incentive program, if you are part of one of our refunds programs, you actually can access those funds, sure, on a card, right, on a prepaid card that we send, but also you can access those funds via any of the three major pays, so Google, Samsung, and Apple. So we have all of our programs are enabled to be able to do that. And what's important for us in that is, right, so it is the as an ecosystem participant, being able to continue enabling that, being part of that, and giving consumers those choice as we continue to see more and more of our clients and their end customers availing themselves of those choices.
Great. Now, shifting gears a little bit here, I happened to listen to the DLD Munich 2018 panel discussion on the future of intelligent transportation and connected mobility. And your colleague, Marcus Braun, was talking about an EPOS system. Now, I know we've got POS systems and we've got mPOS systems. Can you give our audience an overview about what Wirecard means when it talks about an ePOS system?
Yeah, so when we think about EPOS, right, it's the hybrid and the connectivity of these POS systems that are, look, I think it's an important point to talk about the overall omni-channel solutions that clients are looking for in this day and age, right? The context, I think, when we think about EPOS or any kind of POS is we recognize that what we need to make and we need to enable for our clients is the simplicity around a transaction. Payments themselves are not necessarily sexy, right? But the things they enable, what they enable for our clients and those end customers, if you think about the interactions that we have on any given day and what payments are allowed to enable, for us, when we think about EPOS covers all of those channels. So that starts with data processing, right? So that's the collection of the customer transaction and the customer data. It's the customer identification, whether that be, tokenization. And then we're able to then say, coming out of there, right? So it's the processing, but across any of those channels, when we think about an omni-channel EPOS suite, so not any one of those sub-channels, the ability then to say analytics, right? So how can you think about the recency, the frequency, the spend levels that our customers are doing across channels? Are they moving through the funnels, quicker within e-com, but they're much slower? Are they abandoning something, in a shopping cart, in e-commerce, but then they're actually buying it in store? So when we think about EPOS, it's that full omni-channel solution that really lets us see across all of those channels. And, I think at the end of the day, as we all know and reflect on our own shopping habits, reflecting across those channels and is really kind of key to understanding customer behavior. You can't take something and view it just in a siloed channel.
Yeah, and I think if I'm just kind of quickly summarizing it here, really kind of what you're saying is that a point of sale system is no longer just a payment capture device, that people really need to start thinking of it as really kind of a data capturing center, right?
That's exactly right. I mean, I think at the end of the day, the data, it might sound trite, but it's the data, right? So 10 years ago, we were talking about in payments companies, the payments, the exhaust of the payments data, what that exhaust was, we could really monetize and it was highly powerful. And now we're in an age where that quote unquote exhaust has become truly table stakes. So, for us, understanding not only that data in those specific silos, but then being able to connect that across those silos for our clients, it is absolutely, kind of critical.
Excellent. Now, as we take a look at 2018 and beyond, what is it that you would say you're most excited about seeing within the payments industry?
So, for us, look, there's a couple things that I'd highlight. Number one, you know, the ability to be able to actually things that you and I and all of us in this ecosystem were talking about just 5 years ago are now possible through the use of, you know, actual big data and the usage to be able to capture both complex sets of data and then extend actual customer offers, right? So that's number one. Number two, the advent of technology with things like mobile wallets. When we think about the continued adoption, the data, and then the experiences that we can deliver at those digital touch points, it becomes that much more valuable. The three, I would say, the actual fusion of the digital world and the physical world through some of these enabling capabilities I talked about. You know, when you think about the retail experiences, the travel experiences of the future, the selecting your airline seat, those things that have been very kind of, I would say, flat experiences become visceral and real. And, you know, for us from the Wirecard perspective, and this is, you know, to be able to have these key payment enablers, and then the technology and the ability to be able to engineer, iterate, and grow on top of there on a global scale is really excited for us. And that's probably the last trend I'd highlight, you know, is the continued globalization that we see. You know, cross-border transactions continue to go up, trade continues to go up, and we're in, I think, a really nice position to be able to capitalize on and deliver those solutions for our clients and their end customers on a global scale.
Right. Now, keeping with this forward mindset here, you know, what's really next for Wirecard?
Yeah. And I mean, you know, I just so a couple points. Number one, I mean, when you think about something like the launch of EPOS, right, that's a good example. So, you know, the ability for us to be able to deliver a point of sale solution into an end infrastructure, right, that a customer might have already set up to say, we don't need to build this from the ground up because we can use APIs. I think fundamentally that's really where we see these simple integrations and the opportunity to be able to leverage them with speed and iterate around the customer experience and the end loyalty that customers, the end clients are driving, highly valuable. So I just, you know, when I think about where, you know, what's next, what's exciting, our continued focus on delivering across the entire value. So the entire value chain, meaning whether it be, you know, the convergence use case, I think in any publicly traded company, you're going to see some kind of ecosystem chart, right? I don't think you can be a publicly traded company in the payment space without one. The thing that gets us really excited is the ability to talk to a prospective client or an existing client and say, you know, we can understand your entire commerce life cycle, all the way from the acceptance and the processing of a payment through to your freelance worker gig economy payments, through to how loyalty gets connected back towards rebates you're sending out, right? And so when we think about the future and we think about that convergence and focusing on that convergence of what you might classically call the issuing or the issuing of payments and the acquiring of payments business, that is on a global scale, leveraging our licenses, you know, the continued commitment towards delivering on those convergence points, which means offering a solution across the commerce value chain, whether you're a small mom and pop shop or you're a global enterprise, we really like the position we've set ourselves up in. We're continuing to invest in the technologies that are going to enable us to be able to continue to deliver those solutions that are, I would say, you know, winning from a competitive standpoint. And, you know, that's where the fun begins, being able to solution that and deliver it for clients.
Well, Kevin, thank you very much for taking the time today for speaking with us. And we hope to have you back on the podcast real soon.
Yeah, thanks very much for having me. It was great being here today.